And C-3PO says my favourite line from any of the... I haven't seen the last
What's
one.
What's that?
I'm going to say this one. In the first one, when they're sitting in Luke's house, and he's had that hot bath, and he comes out of that hot oil bath, and then he's sitting there, and the dialogue's going on, and all of a sudden he just says, sir, if I'm not needed for a while, I'll be closing down. He goes, oh, that's okay. And then he just goes, but he sits in the back of the scene, and I thought, what a wonderful thing to be able to do that. Sir, if I'm not needed for a while, I'll be closing down. He goes, oh, that's okay. And he just kind of goes over to one side and switches off. And I sleep
that's
well.
Nice.
It's nice. You just go, and you think, until like someone presses the on button, and it's like that when you press the snooze thing on your television set. And he just goes, if I'm not needed for a while, so I'll be closing down. Oh, that's okay. And he just sits in the back of the scene then. I mean, he gets inside the suit and sits there and doesn't move. And for me, yes, there are fight scenes. Yes, there's Obi-Wan. Nobody's called me that for a very long time. But the new ones, I understand, don't have snappy dialogue. They're beyond that now. They're more towards the ponderous, thoughtful Star Trek type dialogue. And all the reviews I've read have said, it's got, you know, the first films were cowboy films in the future, you know, and they just had snappy New Yorkese dialogue, and they didn't care. They were comic book dialogue. Now they're better than that. And lots of exposition. Lots of, you know, meaningless terms, and it's playing right into the hands of the Android Dungeon people, etc. But it says you just yearn for it, not, you know, get over yourself. And even though the effects knock the socks off and da-da-da, 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 it's very ponderous, the dialogue, lots of portentous nonsense.